episode 262, Overcoming Overwhelm.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? My overcomers, are you ready to overcome your day and go out and strategically have an awesome, incredible, magnificent, oh my goodness, stupendous, oh, what other words can I think of? Come on, you just got to help me. Help me, tell me, tell me, tell me. What do you think? Enthusiastic. Let's see, we already said splendid, didn't we? Oh, you just have to have an awesome day. A wonderful day, a terrific day, a fantastic day, a jubilous day. Today is your day. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, he says. And that's what we need to do. We need to make a joyful noise. We need to enjoy life, even in our struggles, even in our trials and our tribulations, and also in our celebrations. We need to be excited. Today is a day that you can have. It's a gift to you. Today you can make a difference in somebody else's life. You're making a difference in my life today. Welcome to the family here at Create Your Now. I'm thrilled that you are a part of us. I'm glad you found us. And thank you for taking the time to subscribe. And even if you've left a review and a rating, an honest one, obviously, thank you so much, because I do read those. And it's one way that you can communicate with me as to what you like, what you want to hear more about. You can also go to createyournow.com. Send me a voicemail there. You can also drop me a line under Let's Connect. Also, you can find us on Facebook too. So let's get those domestic beauties behind us, because today is about overwhelm. Have you ever dealt with that? Have you ever just felt like, you know, your insides or your outsides, and you feel like you're turned inside out and you really don't even know how you got there? And then you're sometimes maybe even physically trembling and you're like, oh, there's no way I'm going to make it through this next second. I can barely breathe. My heart rate's going up. I can feel it. I don't even have to look at my Fitbit and my blood pressure. Oh my gosh, I feel like my face is on fire. Overcoming overwhelm. We all have this at one point in our lives or another. And sometimes it comes more frequently. It pops up and it's a scary thing, because when it's just a physical thing of overwhelm, like it's the feelings, the emotions, you know, that blood pumping. And sometimes even it could be rage within you. You're so mad and you're so upset about a situation. It's just like gurgling inside of you. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but man, my tummy talks. And it's like, it's having its own battle. I mean, the lions and tigers and bears are going off. It's crazy. Overwhelm can be debilitating. It can stop you in your tracks. It can also add to depression and anxiety. It could put us in a state of mind that is, well, frankly, just doesn't allow us to move in the direction that we want to go. It holds us down. It shackles us to usually the hurt, the trial that we may be going through, the pain that we're feeling, the emotional fatigue. It holds us hostage. That overwhelm can be so, well, no pun intended here, but overwhelming, right? Too much. I had to look it up in the dictionary. You know me. I got to see what the dictionary says. So I got on the good old website and it told me this. I found three very interesting definitions. Overwhelm: bury or drown beneath a huge mass. Sometimes you feel like you're doing that, right? You have this huge honking project and literally you feel like you are under and buried in the project. Like there is no way you're going to see the light of day. It feels like it is totally consuming you. Like if you were in a construction site, but you were underneath all those blocks, and those blocks may be books that you have to read for a research that you're doing. It may be something that maybe you're starting your new business and you have all these little intricacies that you're trying to put together, build a website, trying to start the blog. You're trying to get out there in social media and you're like, you just have so much stuff. And then come on, then there's life. It's called the daily responsibilities of being a woman, of being a mom, of being a career woman. Yeah. If that's not going to bury you, what will? Right? Okay. Whew. Overwhelm have a strong emotional effect on. Yeah. Overwhelm tends to do that. We just talked about that a little bit, how it can creep up in our tummies. It affects our appetite. We have an emotional reaction to it. We may be crying out in tears. We could actually be laughing hysterically laughing. But really, because it's we're hurting, and the only way we know how to deal with it is kind of do the opposite of really what we're feeling, because it's so out there, and we just don't know how to deal with it. It's such an emotional, has such a strong emotional effect. Overwhelm also is be too strong for or overpower. I think all of us can relate to that overwhelm is overpowering. It consumes us. It takes control of us. And that is a really big part. That word control, we like to think that we have control, not just of ourselves, but of everybody else, right? Control of the kids, control of the hubby, control of the dogs, control of the cat, control of school, control of the activities after school, you know, control of volunteer stuff, the community, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Man, it'd be nice even if we could control the government, right? Because things would work a whole lot better. Amen? Well, that's not exactly how it goes. But we begin to lose that control and we become overwhelmed. We stop and we're like, oh my gosh, I just can't take it anymore. Why? Because you've lost control. You don't feel like you have the finger on the pulse of it. You don't feel like you can actually like grab it if you need to stop it. That control. I know control is something that is usually a big trigger when it comes to overwhelm. What triggers you when you're dealing with overcoming overwhelm? What are the emotions that you begin to feel? Think back. Maybe you're in a state of overwhelm right now and you're just like, Christiane, you have absolutely positively no beep, 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 beep idea that this is going on. But it's going on and I am overwhelmed. Some of you may be that you don't even express emotions when you're overwhelmed. You just shut down. You go and you become this little turtle in a shell. And you just want to say, I'm going to bury myself underneath the covers. I'm going to hide out with the kitty cats. And I'm going to let the world just float by. And this is just going to go away. And I don't have to worry about it. But then what happens? Well, you don't have control. The world doesn't go away. And usually things get a little bit worse before they get better. Which means, guess what? The overwhelm increases. And hence, that usually has to pull you out of bed. And you have to face it. Not fun. Overwhelm is not fun at all. And it can be totally to the point where, I mean, the destruction of it, it can totally, you know, tear apart relationships. It could destroy marriages. And periods of overwhelm are even worse when it's not just like a day or two, but when it goes into months. Yeah, you heard that with the S on it, months at a time. It is not fun. It's not enjoyable. It makes life miserable. In fact, I've had some really good friends who have said, you know, Christiane, sometimes I wish if I had to feel that again, I just wish that I wasn't even feeling it, that I wasn't here. It's horrible, but sometimes actually overwhelm can bring thoughts of suicide. This is a really, really tough thing to deal with, but you can make it through. Now, there are periods of time that overwhelm is too great for you yourself to handle all by yourself. You can't do it alone. And there are times that you have to reach out. So right now, we're going to pause. And I'm going to tell you, if you are going through a time and you are feeling suicidal, you feel like you want your life to end, you don't want to be around anyone, you're isolating yourself, and this has been going on longer than a couple weeks, okay? You need to get help. You need to seek out help, okay? Please, I cannot stress that enough, because remember the whole thing about buried or drowning beneath a huge mass? That's sometimes what literally happens. And I don't want that to happen to you. Or maybe you have a friend who's going through it. If you know someone who is Most of the time, a happy-go-lucky person can handle stress pretty well. This is not typically their personality. You are not seeing any kind of rebound that something is, that, you know, things are not getting better, then you need to help them get help too. It's real important. This is serious because overwhelm can lead to other things also, okay? However, daily overwhelm, kind of dealing with our life in general, just as it happens, like, oh, bills, or, oh, wait, we had a car accident, now we've got to deal with that, or, yes, there's a health crisis, and it's not something we want to deal with, but we can deal with it, okay? Those forms of overwhelm, you know, your children disobeying you constantly, those forms of overwhelm, you can begin to kind of figure out, okay, I can get a grip on this. And you can't. Always remember that you can ask for help. I'm here to lend an ear. You can reach out to me. You can reach out. I would encourage you to reach out to counselors. I would encourage you to reach out even to trained personnel who know how to deal with this. It may be a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Okay, it may be a pastor at your church. Reach out for help. But you say, okay, I want to try some things on my own. I want to have some strategies, Christiane. I need some daily strategies because sometimes really my life just gets kind of wacky. And I just feel this emotion and I consider it overwhelm. So how do I overcome the overwhelm that I'm feeling? Well, I want to give you a quote here by Bruce Lee. He says this, always be yourself and have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for a successful personality and try to duplicate it. I read that, and you're probably like, how does this deal with overwhelm? Well, a lot of the times overwhelm comes with comparison. We look at how everybody else is doing in the world. We see Facebook, and I believe overwhelm is so much bigger today than it was years ago. Why? Well, because years ago, we didn't have all this stuff in front of us. We didn't have, quote unquote, all these options to live. There were only certain things available. And if you didn't either have the money or the resources, or you couldn't maybe afford or you could afford to move to the area that it was kind of being developed in, then you had to deal with what was given to you right there in front of you. But now, it's like the world is just literally at our fingertips. With the internet, we can communicate with hundreds upon thousands upon hundreds of thousands of people around the world. We can order things off the internet, get things that we never thought of from all different countries. That's great, but what that does is that makes us a little bit more of a tangible kind of world, which means, we fall into the what? The comparison, the personality trap of, I want to be like them. Oh, I just have to have this newest and greatest. Or, wow, that really looked cool. I'm going to do anything that I can do to get it. And then what happens? It becomes a spiral. And maybe your best friend that you look up to, and she's got it all together. She is so well organized. And you're like, oh my gosh, I just don't know how she does it. You're like, I'm just trying to remember to, you know, to pack the kids' lunch in the morning, let alone sit here and do everything else that she's doing. What happens is we begin to adopt these quote unquote visionaries in our mind, and we try to pretend that we need to be like them. We want to adopt their personality. We want to duplicate it. Those types of thoughts, which believe it or not, they can very easy filter into your mind. You know why? What do you see every day? Between media on TV and social media, the internet, your computer, your phone, you are bombarded with, you are buried, drowning beneath the huge mass of trying to duplicate personalities out there, and you didn't even know it. Why? Because they're in your face all the time. This gigabyte of information that's being thrown at you. So do think about what Bruce Lee said. Always be yourself and have faith in yourself. Don't try to duplicate somebody else. That is a great place to start. You know, when we get caught up in overwhelm, for me personally, I'm going to give you my kiss here in a minute. But for me personally, I do literally take a step back. And it's like, for me, I'm running normally is when this happens. Sometimes I go to my knees and I got to remember that, man, my God is so much bigger than this. And he can take this and carry me. Sometimes when you get overwhelmed, you forget how big God is. Don't forget that. Don't forget that he's there to carry you, that he wants to carry you. But you got to let him in. You got to talk to him once in a while. And I would recommend more like on a daily basis, just saying. And I know it's hard because there are days that I'm like, oh man, God, I forgot to say good morning to you. And it's already 5 o'clock in the evening. And I'm like, oh, shoot. But really, I do try to say in the morning when I get up in the morning, I know it may sound weird, but I like to say, good morning, Lord. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you that I can breathe again. Thank you for the little sleep or the awesome sleep that I got. I feel so rejuvenated. I do try to wake up that way. And I get it most of the time, but I do falter. So when things begin to overwhelm you, don't forget how big your God is. Okay? All right. With overwhelm, though, you want to be able to take it and somewhat control it. But you can't control overwhelm, okay? It's a situational type of experience. So here's your kiss. This is what you need to do. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Take the first step. That's it. Take the first step. That's your kiss. Simple. Simple, simple strategy. Everyday solution, take the next step. How do you do that? Number one, you slow down. You literally slow down. Stop and smell the roses. You got to breathe. Remember, your heart is racing. Your blood pressure is rising. You need to stop and smell the roses. You're going too fast, literally. You might be running from one activity to the next. You've committed yourself to so much that you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you don't sit back down until 11 p.m. And you're going, oh, I don't even know what happened today. What did I do? But I know I didn't sit down. The days of overwhelm. Okay. So you need to slow down, stop and smell the roses. Be sure to breathe. Number two, step back. This is a time of reflection. You need to reflect. Look at what you're doing. What doors can you close that really lead to nowhere? Sometimes we have our hands in so many different projects. Yeah, I can relate. And you want to do it all, right? It's so much fun, all these opportunities. It's great. But not all doors lead to where you want to go. Sometimes you got to close the doors so the other doors open even wider. And that means sometimes you got to make some tough choices. So you got to step back. You got to reflect. When you do that, then you begin to realize, oh, wait, maybe I have this option here. Things seem to get a little more controllable. Yes, the control is coming back. Now you've calmed your emotions down. Now you've had a chance to reflect. Now you feel like you're in your control, okay? The overwhelm is beginning to dissipate. It's beginning to fade away slowly. Yes! Woo-hoo! Number three on taking your first step is then to step out. Take that first step. I can remember when my father passed away, and it was very unexpected because he, some of you already know the story. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but he was driving, so he was traveling, so he wasn't in where he wasn't, you know, at home where he was close. He was hours upon hours away from us and from my mother, and you know, he was driving and had a massive heart attack while driving. Totally unexpected, young, died at the age of 65. That was really unexpected for us. We didn't plan. I mean, yeah, we know. Everybody knows that with life comes death. Eventually, there's going to be that. But it wasn't like we were like, oh, you know, we're expecting him because he's been very sick. There was nothing. It was totally unexpected, out of the blue. Wow. And just to where, I mean, heart stomping, where you're like, I can't even breathe. And I can remember there was so much to do. And I was living away. I was, you know, my family was in Kansas City. We were up north. And there was no way that I could get down there fast enough. And I remember we had to do some things long distance and in three or four different locations. And we had to make sure we were gathering people from all over the U.S. and even the world trying to communicate what had happened. And trying to organize everything. And I can remember doing exactly this when I was feeling overwhelmed. I gave it to God and said, God, what do I do? He slowed me down. He gave me my memories. And he said, do you remember this? And he would, you know, foot one in of my father. That would allow me to reflect. And then I was able to take the next step. I didn't have to worry about seeing the entire staircase in front of me of how we were going to get to the end of all of this. We had three services for my father in three different towns. It was crazy. We had to organize everything. And somehow we got through it, but it was taking one step at a time. We never saw the whole staircase. God did. He carried us through. So your kiss today is you don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. When you feel like you can't catch your breath, when you feel like you're suffocating, that your thoughts are scattered, your brain senses overload, you are overwhelmed. The state of being out of control. Jonathan Lockwood Huey says this, and his last name is spelled H-U-I-E, and I'll have this in the show notes for you. Say no to the demands of the world. Say yes to the longings of your own heart. I want you to kind of chew on that as we close out today, as I send blessings and prayers to you. Sometimes our overwhelm comes from we need to be living the life like everybody else is, adopting and trying to duplicate that personality that Bruce Lee mentioned. And as Jonathan Huey says, say no to the demands of the world. Say yes to the longings of your own heart. Know where you are, the walk that you're taking, the journey that you're on, because it's your journey to take. It's not anyone else's. You can overcome overwhelm. Go out and take the first step. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.